At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, this is when it's your job as a listener of the show to call us with a story that makes us like...
No way!
Yeah, we freak out. Can't. It's the story you tell when you're out with your new coworkers for the first time. You're like, yeah, I can believe this. But one time I wrestled a bear to the ground and like,
not the bears again.
Yeah, sorry. It's like, you gotta have some sort of, it's your wouldn't believe me if I told you story.
Right.
Because this woman in California has four kids. I don't know. She has four kids and all of them have the same birthday,
but not the same year.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yes.
Beat you to the punch?
No. I mean, obviously.
Well, like, quadruplets is crazy.
You're right.
Yeah. True. I have a friend who's a quad.
Wow.
All boys and her.
Yeah. Were they IVF kids?
No, I don't think. Well, maybe.
So you just had busty uppy eggs?
But they were also in Southern California. What's happening in SoCal?
Some sort of weird radiation or something.
Weird form.
They're 8 years apart or something like that.
Well, in a span of 8 years.
Yes.
I think what we have to do is figure out like when the husband's birthday is. Is it 9 months
from? That's what I was thinking.
What's 9 months from?
Yeah.
From the birthday.
July 7th. Yeah. July 7th is the day she pushes out.
I gotta tell you, it's still crazy because our cycles are not the same every single year after year.
Right. Like, it doesn't line up exactly.
It's not a perfect calendar. So it's like.
Right.
It's shifting and she's still having a baby.
Yeah. Like,
it's
very weird, right?
Yeah.
But then my question is, and I don't think it says it, did she have any of them like C-section? Because if she did, then it doesn't count. Because then
Not that it doesn't count.
Well, but
something
like,
could happen where you have to go in early or...
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
But if she was like, oh, it's due on the 12th, I'm going to go ahead and have it on the 7th. That's like, she cheated.
You're fudging
but,
the
like,
numbers
we don't know.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
My favorite, forgive me, I don't know, have I told this one to Erica before?
I don't know.
This is a wouldn't believe me if I told you story that happened years ago. This dude was getting gas and he's a doodler.
Okay.
So he's at a gas station and he doodled on a $5 bill. He's like, rrr, 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 and he was up like North Denver, like Thornton or somewhere. Rrr, 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 paid for his gas with the $5 bill and then went about his life. And like 6 months later, he's getting gas down in Castle Rock.
What?
Goes into the store, pays. They give him back his change and it's the $5 bill he doodled on. What are the odds? Like,
none.
That bill had to find its way from North Denver to South Denver, could have been handed out to any one of a billion customers.
Yeah, yes. That's crazy.
And like made it to other places than gas stations.
He didn't just go, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just to the fact that he needed that bill.
He needed a five bill, and change that day. Well, it's impossible. That's what we're looking at. The stories of...
I don't have anything.
You found the love of your life in an airport.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe me if I said. People are like, you thought he was cute, so you sat next to him. I'm like,
nope.
No, I sat down because I was nervous because I thought I had to order food. It's a whole Utah law thing.
I thought I had to get food
to get a beer and I just wanted the beer. And then they're like, no, you could sit at the bar. So I just happened to sit at the bar.
Wow. Mm.
It's not as cool as the doodling on the dollar.
I like the, you thought he was cute. No.
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 Well, if you saw him then, he looked different.
Hey, Dane, the first time I met you, I thought you were cute. So if you ever want to.
Grab a beer.
If you have an incredible story, we call it Wouldn't Believe Me If I Told You. 303-222-5423. You can text that number. You can call that number.
I have one. It's just stupid.
Oh, that's okay.
It's stupid. We went, I traveled with my friends to go party one weekend, and my friend was wearing a school shirt that was a dry fit material. Okay. We all were issued these shirts because we're on the basketball team. So we all have the same shirts. We lost him that night, wild night of partying. We finally find him the next day. We're like, get in the car. We're driving back. Halfway through, we look and we realize he's wearing the exact same shirt, but it is cotton. It is no longer a dry fit shirt. And we have no idea what happened. Did he trade somebody?
What are you talking about?
Did the shirt change?
Wait, did the shirt have anything on it?
It was the exact same shirt. Yes, it said it had our logo, like the school's logo on the shirt. We were issued these shirts, and then he just had one.
And every one of them, you knew everyone was dry fit
for sure. 1,000%, because we had to buy them. Like, I bought, yes.
You sure he didn't just buy a cotton one?
No, they didn't exist. I don't know what happened. He was, and it was like
the
halfway
alien
through.
Sucked a dry fit out of his shirt.
Something happened. I told you it was stupid, but it's true. I
no,
know
that's exactly what we're looking for.
Because we didn't even notice. We were almost all the way back before we were like, wait a minute. Because he's wearing the same shirt. He didn't.
The logo's still on it.
Yes, exactly the same. Exactly the same shirt. Just a different material. And he goes, oh, I don't know. And we'll never know. I don't know.
Because he was partying. Yeah.
But you can't party the dry fit off your shirt,
no,
Erica.
No, I'm saying that's why he doesn't know.
It can only take so much sweat, and then it's just
I'm not dry fit anymore. That's it.
Just so you know, the woman did not induce any of her labors.
You went and looked it up?
Yeah, I looked it up. And July 7th was not the due date for any of her babies.
So it just kept happening.
Whoa. Just kept happening. I just want to make sure we caught that in there because I don't know.
No,
about
no,
this
that's, that is
shirt.
Important because if she cheated, then, and we're all celebrating her,
let's not call it cheating.
No,
maybe
but
it's
she,
just
you know
nature
what I mean?
Like, taking its course.
There was a dude in China who, this might have been on Stupendously Stupid Stories at some point. He got hit by a car, and while he was waiting for the ambulance, he got hit by two more cars.
Two more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it just kept happening. I could read all the details of the story. Oh, no. But like having three, getting hit by a car once in a day is bad.
Yeah.
What's this in was, a life?
Yeah. This was three cars in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Oh, and he lived?
Yeah.
He's fine.
Okay. Check his shirt.
Oh my God.
Probably dry fit.
It might have something to do with it.
All right. If you've got an incredible story, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Hmm. I'm still hung up on T-Hack's story of the shirt.
The shirt that was dry fit and then
suddenly it was cotton.
I feel like they're young boys and they're dumb.
Right.
It wasn't dry fit before.
But it seemed like the guy who was wearing it was also surprised by it.
Genesee?
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened?
So I have a pretty unique name. My mom was in high school partying. She met this little girl named Genesee. She said, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Genesee. Fast forward like 15 to 20 years later, my mom didn't know that family at all. They just ran into each other at the party. And my family's having a garage sale. I'm probably like 6-ish. And my mom hears the woman go, hey, Genesee, bring that over here. Talking to her daughter, who was a lot older at the time. And my mom walks over and is like, hold on, like, is your daughter's name Genesee? And long story short, that was the Genesee I got my name from. And
what?
They just happened to be in Castle Rock. And, like, this party happened, like, in North Denver many, many years before. And we had no idea. We actually grew up in the same town together. Just she's a lot older than me. And we ended up keeping in touch after that.
I was going to ask if you guys are still, like, family friends or something.
What?
That's
yeah,
so
we're
weird.
Not family friends. Like, our families don't know each other at all. But Castle Rock, like, at least when I was growing up, it's a lot bigger now. But we kind of, everyone knew everyone, so.
Hmm. I also like that your mom met a little girl at a party. Like, it all doesn't even make sense, but I love it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I asked that question, too. I'm like, wait, whose party and why was this girl there?
Why are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. I love your name.
Thank you.
Can you spell it?
It's Genesey.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom spells it differently than the OG Genesee.
Okay, got you. Right. Thanks, Genesee. Kara?
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Both of my babies were born on Super Bowl Sundays 3 years apart and had the same due date.
Same due date, but born different days, but the Super
but
Bowl
But on the
Sunday.
Super Bowl.
Yes, and my youngest son was born on my ex-husband's birthday, and that was our anniversary as well.
I was going to ask how your husband felt about it, but I think we got it.
Yeah, so you're like an attention hog, and you made him, you're like, I don't want to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to have a baby.
But I don't think that's
Well, I told them they could put the game on if they wanted, but get this, I tried to get divorced on the same day, but the court wasn't available, so I did it 1 year before.
You really wanted to get divorced on that day?
Petty.
That is so dark. I can get behind it.
I love him so much that I wanted him and his wife to get married on that same day, but she wasn't having it.
Oh, well.
I love it.
Okay. On my dad's birthday.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. You're one of our favorite people, Kara. Yeah. Carmen?
Yes.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened? What happened to you? What's your story?
Okay. 6 years ago, roughly, I went with my friend to surrender her axolotl, and she had a lizard at the time.
Okay.
Because she was moving out of state, and so I just ended up adopting it on the spot and did not surrender either animal, and I still have this endangered species in my home 6 years later.
Is it legal?
That's a really good question. Really wanted to know, but
yeah, I guess I didn't realize that axolotls might not be illegal.
I'm going to ask somebody to spell it.
What is the word you guys
say? What the hell are you talking about? I don't know what that is.
It's a weird reptile, right?
Yeah, they're really cute. A-X-O-L-O-T-L.
Correct, yes.
And does it love you?
They're like crazy alien species because they can regenerate like their heart, their brain. They can regenerate like any parts of their limbs, and so they end up in labs all the time. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I was like, that's not happening.
All right. That's okay. Thank you for the call.
You guys ask a lot of questions.
Oh.
I had a lot of questions.
Yeah. Mallory, yeah. Somebody has to keep the show moving forward. Thank God you're here. Would you believe me if I told you what happened?
So let's see. In 2014... my mom was watching a story like on Nine News or something about this guy who he had his wife who needed a kidney, and he was like wearing t-shirts and had the stickers on his car and everything of like, please call, my wife needs a kidney. And my mom saw the story and she decided, oh, I could probably do something like that. And she like went through all the tests to donate her kidney and just anonymously. So she went through, did all the things, and it was like a year later she had the surgery, and then it was sometime after that they were like, hey, do you want to meet your recipient of the kidney? Mm-hmm. And she was like, sure, why not? And so when they met, come to find out, it was the lady of that guy, his wife.
It was? She just got on the registry just to give to anybody.
Because of the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she happened to save his wife.
Wow. Yeah, and now they're like really good friends. They like each other every year, and yeah, it's a really cool relationship.
Wow, your mom's awesome.
That is beautiful. Thank you, Chris.
Hi,
Yai. Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
So my first husband and I have the same first name.
Okay,
we were both born in the month of June, different days, but our mothers also have the same first name.
Wow. Mm. That must have gotten confusing.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Chris's mom. No, it's the other Chris's mom.
But think how easy the wedding invitations are.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Fill out like three.
Okay. Just like exactly.
Thank you.
All of our friends and family called me CK, so.
Oh,
that makes it better. The weird thing is we're living that on this show. Like, between all of us, we have, like, weird names in common. Like, it's strange.
With each other, yes.
With each other, yeah. John?
Yes.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What's yours?
So when I proposed, after I proposed to my wife, she said yes. And then we went to get her a wedding band ring. And she purchased one that she really loved, but realized it was too
expensive. Oh, no.
We went back and purchased another ring. And we just purchased it. We loved it, whatnot. We got married. And then about 5 months later, she was sitting there. She took off her rings to put lotion on. inside the van, there was a date on it, September 3rd, 1948. We got married September 3rd, 2016. We didn't even know that engravement was in there.
Oh.
What?
I wonder what happened in 48.
Two people got married.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Listen, guys, we can debate the theme song, but I'm told there's so much news, we got to just get right to it.
News. News.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. Or no.
Both Aaron and Erica have expressed that the news is breaking.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, there's just so,
so
much.
Get
today.
After it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sure Aaron had this on her list as well. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if we should be excited or scared, but Pete Davidson is going to be a father.
Yep.
He and his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, they've been together a while now.
Yeah, I think so.
They are pregnant. And she announced it by posting an Instagram of them and saying, "Welp, now everyone knows we had sex."
Mm, I was going to say, I didn't know he was doing that.
She's
good for him.
Very.
I hate him so much.
She's very cute. And I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a good dad.
He seems more mentally stable.
Yeah.
Erica?
What?
I know Aaron's answer, so I'm singling you out.
Oh.
You cannot tell me that Pete Davidson is not on Saturday Night Live. He's just a dude walking down Wadsworth, and you're walking down Wadsworth with your dog, and he's like, "Hey," and your fiance died in a tragic, tragic car accident.
Hey, you know I don't like negative manifesting things like that.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
He was literally in a car accident earlier this week.
You're out there. You're looking for love.
Right.
A man who looks like Pete Davidson is going to get you to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tall.
Yeah. You are such a
He's tall. He's pretty tan. He's charismatic. You know, the minute he opens his mouth, he makes you laugh.
You can tell just by looking.
Yeah. True. Because he looks a little funny.
I mean, Kate Beckinsale. What?
I know.
Ariana Grande.
He's on a generational
but
run.
But that's the Jeez. Thing.
What a run!
You can see them and say, they don't have to be funny. They don't have to try. They get everything with their looks. Pete Davidson, you know, he's funny.
I'm just saying, yeah. You wouldn't give, if there's a doppelganger of him, you. I swear to God, you wouldn't even talk to him. And it drives me nuts. Because you guys
is
like,
he as tall as Pete?
How tall is Pete? What, that really
he's,
matters?
He is really tall.
Yeah, I think he's like, I don't know. He's tall.
6-something.
He's 6'3".
Yeah.
It matters.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear it, the muscles that fire in the human body during an eye roll, but T-Yak just made a real loud
oh,
sound.
Oh, I missed it.
It was like, his eyes were just like, when you're like, oh my God, but he's tall. And you're like, ugh.
But I'm just saying, like, height is the prerequisite to talk to him. And then you talk to him and then you're like, wow, this guy
I just,
rules.
I'll die on this hill.
The in and out of rehab, maybe less attractive.
No,
we'll go out together.
Just a regular
notebook
style. I've never said height matters, for the record. So.
Yeah.
That's all me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
10 points from Gryffindor because Emma Watson has been banned from driving for 6 months for speeding.
For speeding? How fast was she
going? This is a news or nope story.
Yeah.
That was also on my list to hit, so.
By the way,
she's tall. I don't know.
She's so hot.
She's stunning.
She's cute. I don't know that I'd be like, she's hot. She's
she was
beautiful.
Cute as a kid. She's beautiful now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of the same career or looks arc as
Good evening.
Natalie Portman. You don't get to do another story.
Oh, there's so much news.
You can come. We're going to haul butt. And we'll. So that was your story.
Yeah.
She got busted for speeding.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nope.
You noped yourself?
Oh, buddy.
They seem like they've got a lot to say.
That is such a, like, gift of the magi or something.
I got nothing. No,
okay.
So.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Multiple people from Shrinking were nominated for Emmys, and Harrison Ford was sending that. Have you watched Shrinking?
Is that on Apple?
Yes, it's on Apple TV Plus.
It's one of my favorite shows. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
But can I just say, nobody cares about the award shows anymore. They don't.
eat your words.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. Oh my God. Wait, you're 0 for 2. You're Pete Davidson, and now your award show.
You're 0 for life.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
What about Harrison Ford? I want to know.
Harrison Ford just sent them really, really cute texts, like to, I don't know who this, oh, to Gabby. Gabby on the show.
Which one's Gabby?
She's the black woman who's funny and so beautiful.
And she's super tall, I think.
And super tall. He sent her, congrats on your nomination, you silly girl, XXOO. Come on.
Harrison Ford.
He's so good in that show.
Yeah, he is.
So nice of his assistant to do that for him.
You know, I will end you.
You know that's true, too.
No!
You know
that's he's 83!
Yeah, he's not doing that. He's not doing that.
Yeah, in one of them, there's like a weird, he's like, dude, and then like a slash, and then a U2, and then space. Like, it's so...
Did he get nominated at all?
I believe he did also, because they're all... It sounds like he's writing back to them going, hey, congrats.
Erica, so are you saying when you text Slacker, you still think it's him responding to you?
Only because of all the typos.
Okay. Well, you got a lot to learn.
You're doing a great job, Tiek.
The trailer for Stranger Things Season 5 has come out today, and I swear I will cry if Steve dies.
Same.
Which one's Steve?
The hot one.
The tall one.
Is he the one who's in Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
I haven't.
He's
seen
not
anyone.
One of the little kids. If yeah. that's the new round of
he was Babysitter Steve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve. Harrington?
Who was only supposed to be in the show for a tiny little bit.
I think
and
so.
And then his character just blew up.
Mm-hmm.
He captured our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got perfect hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like Elvis hair.
He. And when I'm back in Chicago, yeah. I feel it.
He's Joe. Spelled yeah. DJO. But it's okay. Joe.
Okay.
Good evening. The Fire Festival brand.
Nope. Are you kidding? That was a good
no,
story.
No, I think I've already used my nope. Go ahead.
The Fire Festival brand has been sold to a new owner. Yeah. It was for sale on eBay. They were hoping to get $1 million for it.
The Fire Festival that was two swings and misses.
Yes.
So just the brand.
Yeah.
You don't get anything.
No.
You just get
Is
to
it,
say
by
fire.
Brand, do you mean just like the rights to the name or something?
Yes.
And the social media accounts, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were hoping to get $1 million for it.
Let's talk about it.
They came in at just under $250,000. No, nobody really wanted it.
Yeah, no.
But it's
so even the sale of the stupid name.
It did sell $240,000. I mean, it's nothing to shake your head
Someone
at.
Someone could make something
yeah,
out of
so
that.
So Firefest 3, perhaps, on the way.
Okay.
We'll see.
Not buying tickets.
A lot of tall guys there.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiek?
Yes?
I don't want you to be upset. But Erica's...
How are there 120? I'm so sorry.
Seems like Aaron's already upset.
I think we're all about to be upset.
Eric is trying to hone in on your
not.
Incensed anger kind of thing. Mm. The teed
I
off. She's like,
would never be teed
we're,
off.
We're eat off. I don't know.
I don't know if I like that. I get peeved. I get riled up. Yeah. I don't
your,
get teed
your
off.
Your gears are grinded.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
so Erica's mad at something, and we don't really have a theme song for it, so may she borrow the
no,
teed off for a moment?
No!
Just, okay, get it off your chest,
I
and
just,
be prepared for me to come over the board, and you're so wrong about this that I don't even
oh,
know
great.
What to do.
I can't wait to see how many people in the room disagree with you. I don't think that secret menus should exist.
Okay. That's
what do
yeah,
you get?
Here, here.
You get
yeah.
to... boast and walk around all big-chested because you got something off the secret menu because you knew to order it? I almost just swore.
Look at your face. Oh
I literally almost just dropped the
you
F-bomb.
Are so worked up.
I
Why
just,
does it matter to you if they have like some
because
nooks
it's
and
not a secret if people know about it. So Starbucks is like, we got a secret menu available now on the Starbucks app. You're just trying to get us to download
okay,
the Starbucks
well,
app.
I will say this. I am a Starbucks app person.
Same.
But you are, I hate doing this in a place where I disagree with you so strongly. It is not secret if it's on your app, Starbucks. You're doing it wrong.
And True. Also, do you want us to order from you or not? Is it secret or is it public?
I agree.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I don't go to Starbucks, but In-N-Out is that way.
Yes.
Like, you gotta look over your shoulder.
First thing, right on the app.
Yeah.
You secret open menu. It. Secret menu. It's not a secret.
You're, in this particular case, you are right. That is not a secret. But In-N-Out, I know it's not secret anymore, but like...
Do they want us to order it or not? What is on their secret menu?
It's you love like, In-N-Out, by the way.
Wait, In-N-Out or Starbucks?
I haven't been in like a year.
Okay, but that's...
In-N-Out.
Animal style, protein style...
Oh, those are all secrets.
That was, yeah, that's technically secret.
The Flying
secret.
Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman. The one where you get like four.
The Rusty
patties.
Trombone.
What? You're lying now. I don't appreciate it.
I got by
it
with Flying Dutchman. Flying Dutchman is real.
Flying Dutchman is real. Yeah.
What is Flying Dutchman?
Is it two patties with. It's just no bun.
But what's in place
that's
of the bun?
Protein style.
What's in place of the bun?
I thought it was the patties.
Onions.
Onions.
It's like like big
protein
thick onion slices.
Wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah, yes. I think
Flying Dutchman is
wrapped in.
I just, and who's eating onions?
My son
grilled
loves
cheese?
The Flying Dutchman.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, Erica.
Oh, no.
Why don't you say that again with a little more oomph behind your voice?
Oh yeah, the grilled
cheese. I don't
cheese,
see the Flying
cheese.
Dutchman
because
it's on
it's
the
a
it's
secret.
I'm on the not so secret menu. It says double meat, 3x3, 4x4 grilled cheese protein
you,
style.
You know you can go
to
any two numbers you want.
You could go 6x6.
You can go 8x8.
No way.
You know what?
Legit.
Banned. I'm not going in and out anymore.
Okay. No, and you know what else? You can do so many miraculous things to their fries.
Like what?
Like animal style. Oh.
Okay,
like so then it's got the like
mentioned.
Fried onions on top. You can ask for cheese on top.
Yeah.
You can ask cheese and Fresno peppers. Who knew that? Because I didn't even
sauce,
know they had
probably.
Fresno peppers there. But it's awesome.
How do you find that out? Like how do you?
It's a secret, so you have to wait till somebody tells you.
You
like my
go
buddy,
to their website and it says not so secret menu. Again,
it's on
it's,
their website.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
I know, but I'm saying like you can still like my son asked for a Flying Dutchman the other day, and I was like, "We're related. I can't do that." He's like, "No, this is on."
You're talking me into it, actually.
Do you know what a rusty trombone is?
I absolutely
okay. Good.
Yes, I do.
Don't look it up. No. And then so when I pull up to the thing, and they're very much like Chick-fil-A employees,
mm-hmm.
they're very kind.
It's my pleasure or whatever. And I'm just like, if this turd bucket sent me here to say, and I'm like, all right, man, do you know what a Flying Dutchman is? And he's like, absolutely. I'm like, can I order him? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I don't even want to know what it is. But
it does look good. I would...
Gross! That's so much onion.
I love
the Flying Dutchman is not on their not so secret menu.
Right.
It's not, but I guess it is.
It's on the double secret.
It's a true secret.
Okay, Tiak, I'm gonna bring you back over to my side.
Okay.
Even McDonald's has it.
Do they?
I don't know about that.
What do you call it? There's one that I can't say on the air.
Yeah, that's you just order all the stuff, and I think you build it yourself.
I think you can't ask them to do it, like the land, sea, and air, where they put like.
It's a
like,
Big Mac, McChicken, and a Filet-O-Fish.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time for Other People's Problems. We've been doing this for a really long time, so you can find all the old ones where?
On the Audacy app.
Woo!
Woo!
AUDACY.
Congrats. What's happening today, Hack?
We've got Charlie today, and he's got a question about dating.
Okay. I think this room is qualified to... Give him any angle.
Charlie?
Hi.
Hi. What's going on with you? How can we help?
Oh, man. I work as a delivery driver, and one of the girls at one of the offices that I deliver to, she signs for all the packages, and I have like a major crush on her.
Okay.
Okay. And... Okay.
Yeah, I think that we have like a cool connection, but I just don't know how to go about asking her out.
Have you tried doing the bend and snap?
Okay.
Okay.
And not the bend and snap. Charlie, do not do the bend and snap.
Help
bend
me out.
And snap. It's from Legally Blonde.
But I don't think he's supposed to do it, right?
It's she does it when the delivery guy comes, and she actually she has a crush on the delivery guy. It's,
oh.
You know, no, so maybe this girl has tried it on you.
Okay.
No, Charlie, I do have a question. Is she like around your age?
Yeah, yeah. Like the energy is super, super cool. She's around my age where we talk about a lot of like, you know, we have a lot of things in common. We make small talk. It's just I've been out of the dating scene for so long. I was, you know, with my high school sweetheart for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It kind of broke off 5 years ago. So I've just been, you know.
Okay, so you have a little.
Wait, how many have you dated anybody in 5 years?
No.
Wow.
Nothing?
Wow. Like haven't had a girlfriend or haven't gone on dates?
No. Just completely like delivery driver, you know? She's seen me in my uniform, you know? I mean.
You haven't gone like you. So
no.
Your first. Okay. Wow.
Wait, but.
I know.
There's something so wholesome about that.
Women love a man in
but
uniform.
I like her a lot. I like her a lot. So the thing is I'm just trying to find a way to, you know, let her know that I'm interested and how I can, you know, go about, you know, where would I take her out on a date? Like,
oh my God. You're like, so we need to,
that I like her. Like, what should I do?
We need to go hitch on this dude.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because you do need a plan. And they're like, hey, want to go out sometime? Sure. What should we do?
Yeah, like, I don't have like a plan. I need help with like a plan. Like,
I wouldn't know.
He hasn't dated anybody in the last 5 years. And before that.
You were in your teens.
Well, it was his high school. Like, I imagine. Right. When you're in a 10-year relationship, who's making the plans?
Is it the woman?
She is.
Okay, well, boys, first of all, step up.
Right. But,
but you were a teen last time you were like courting someone.
Yes.
I don't want to do anything that's gonna make things awkward because she's my route, you know? Like, she's one of the people that I see every day.
I have things I want to say, but I have to put him on hold first. Or, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Why?
Slacker!
Well, I just have to say, like, she's the receptionist, right? She signs for packages.
Great.
She signs all the packages, yeah. So like
Isn't it her job to be nice? Like, I don't know... I'm not trying to be mean, but
no, is she being nice or is she flirting?
Right. Is it her job to flirt?
Right. I can't tell the difference. Yeah. What if she's just nice to everybody who comes in, you know?
Okay. Well, I think we can tackle several things here, Charlie. I don't know why I'm talking differently to you right now. I think we can figure out if we should approach this girl.
I have an idea.
But I also think we need to train Charlie up on just how to be in the dating scene, period. Like, if we decide he shouldn't go for the receptionist, then how do we get Charlie back out there without, like, don't get on the apps, Charlie.
What? No, I was going to say, we need to get Charlie in studio. We need to make his profiles.
No.
Because he Charlie's doesn't too, know anything.
He's untainted.
Sorry, Charlie.
He's untainted.
Yeah,
we're not putting him on Tinder. We're not.
Yeah, I don't think.
You don't start with Tinder.
I think Charlie... can find, like, I mean, when I, like, people are like, meet somebody at the grocery store, and that, I don't know how that works, right?
You can meet someone at an airport bar.
You certainly can, and get engaged to them, but, like, we need to figure out, I hate talking about you like you're not here, but, like, you need help, dude.
Wait, okay, chill.
But, like, he needs help getting
he needs
back
support.
On his feet.
Okay. He needs encouragement.
Did I not say that?
Help. You said help. You need help, which is similar to saying you look tired.
No, it's not the same. No.
We got to get him back out there. That's
I have
way
a couple ideas, but we should let people call first.
All right. You really like this girl and you haven't said anything to advance it at all so far, but you do make small talk with her. Right? Charlie? Okay. I don't know if he's still there.
I think that's correct. They make small talk, but he hasn't like made an advance. He hasn't asked her out. He hasn't even hinted at like, what are you doing this weekend? It seems.
Do you? I'm afraid of words right now because Erica is going to just get mad at me.
I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm open-minded.
Should he dip his pen in the company ink or should he avoid the girl that's on his route?
Like, or is there a third option?
But I like it. It seems like he's so close to just a genuine, he met someone, they have interests, they're the same age.
Meeting someone in real life.
They're right there. They're right there.
This isn't a movie, you guys. This isn't a movie.
I know, but he seems a little insecure about his job. He's like, you know, I'm just the delivery driver. And I'm like, and she's a receptionist. She's not the CEO.
But the delivery driver can get with the CEO as well.
Of course. Okay. But I'm saying, like, he doesn't need to feel so
insecure
about that. Yeah.
How do you give him confidence to...
Maybe he looks good in his uniform. The butts usually look okay in them.
We have one UPS guy. His calves are amazing.
I bet.
Okay, guys.
Okay. Anyways.
I honestly don't know.
So need some delivery women around here.
Do you like this guy, Aaron and Erica?
Yeah.
You like him. Like,
I want to see him succeed.
Yeah,
but it's not skeezy for the delivery guy to go, can I get your number?
I think it depends on the situation. For Charlie, I think it's fine because it is more of a wholesome, genuine vibe, not just a, I'm hitting on another one today.
And like, they've spoken prior. Yeah. It's not the first time he sees her and he's like, can I get your number?
Okay.
But there are places, at least I hear, because I'm not in the dating scene, right, just to clarify, but like at the gym, you don't hit on someone at the gym, no matter how much I've heard
they're
that.
They're chatting with you.
So is this okay? Is this one of those things where you're at work and you shouldn't, but
so you just wait by your car.
No.
Much creepier.
Or like under her car. Kind of.
Stop it.
Hey, this is why Slacker is single.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. Okay, so we're going to help him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Support him.
Yes.
Encourage him.
Saying we are going to help him is different than, buddy, you need help.
You nailed it. 15 years ago was the last time he asked a girl out.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to me.
So he was probably like 16.
Yeah, and it's just so different because the girls like you because they know you, because you go to school with them. So it's like you're not breaking any barriers,
like a first date.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be a tiny little bit vulnerable here. I don't know how to ask a girl out.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, what's our phone number?
No, I mean it is a weird thing. Where it's just like
you just gotta do it. Yeah,
it's so terrifying.
For sure.
It works out, though.
It does.
I am living proof.
I know. But I'm not.
You're living proof that some of them work out, but a lot of times you just go home. And
I'm also living proof of a lot of failed.
All right. Can you guys support and encourage Charlie?
And what uniform should Slacker start wearing?
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In a twist of fate, we're not trying to help out an OPP today. We're trying to encourage and support an OPP because when I use the word help, I got told I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need help. He needs support.
His name is Charlie. He's like a delivery driver. He goes to the same business and is kind of flirty with the receptionist and wants...
It's so cute.
It is.
It's a great meet cute.
It is, but like, does it ever really work? Like, I think so. Can the Beauty and the Beast?
I wouldn't call him the Beast.
But I just think that, like, what if she's just a receptionist who's just being nice? And if we set him up and build him up, and then he goes in. And like, we're Cyrano de Bergerac in the background going, say this. And then she's like, oh man, no. My God, no.
Then no. She would never say, practice for the next time.
Yes. And she would never say, my God, no. She'd say, oh, you know, I'm seeing someone, or I'm not dating right now, or whatever it is. And that's okay.
I'm with you. He's so vulnerable. He hasn't done it.
Break this man.
And if he doesn't, yeah.
One texter had a really amazing idea.
Okay.
They said, have him tell her, I need you to also sign this. And it's a note asking her out.
That is really cute.
You are legitimately saying that's a good idea.
You need to find out if she's in a relationship first before I would feel comfortable doing that, but it is really cute.
It's so cheeky.
Mm.
Help me.
What about he takes a box and he cuts a hole?
No.
Okay.
It's a dude sign for this package.
Okay.
Extra package.
Hey, wait, hold on. That's going vulgar. This is cute.
You didn't even let me finish.
We know where it was going.
We don't. I want to hear the rest.
About it.
I need to hear the rest.
No.
I think you got it.
He undid his pants.
Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you help Charlie?
I hope I can.
Okay.
My advice to Charlie, I would say it sounds like he's already chatting her up a little bit.
Yeah.
So just an extra question or two. People love talking about themselves. And then from there, ask for a breakfast date. It takes a lot of pressure off of both individuals.
A breakfast date?
Yeah, like go get coffee.
Ooh. Yeah, you want to just grab breakfast before work?
Yeah, like and it. If it doesn't work out, you have the rest of the day.
You ladies have never eaten before work. You eat at work.
Oh my God. I don't know why that feels so weird to me, but that's cool. If that's a real thing, it just feels like...
I've never been on one.
No, it's just like, do you want to have breakfast together? And it's like, yeah, I guess. It's like, do you want me to wake you up for it?
No, I think it can be cute. Do you want to grab coffee together? Like, no pressure. Just go to like a little pastry place or something.
You guys, should he just bring her a coffee and put his number on it?
Huh?
I'm going to say this. Decorating my living room is super personal. The only thing more personal than that is giving me coffee. You have no idea if I'm non-fat, oat milk, almond milk, if I want one pump or two, if I want drizzle, if I want, you don't know. I'm not bringing anybody coffee.
Okay, then he can ask and then the next day bring it.
Yeah.
Then it's like a scavenger hunt. It's like, well, I wonder what he's going to do tomorrow.
He's got to have one and go, oh, I'll bring you one next time. What do you drink?
Yes.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, you might have game.
Yeah. And then the box is there. Is
it? No!
Devin?
Yai.
Do you have advice for Charlie, the wayward son?
I think you should keep talking to her. In my experience, eventually, if she really enjoys talking to him, you'll get to a point where you start talking about the things that you do when you're not at work. And if there's those common interests, it's a lot easier to ask someone out on a date where it's like the Santa Fe Art Walk or checking out an open house or something like that.
Devin, this could just be because I lack confidence so completely.
And sentence. No, okay, what were you going to say?
But listen. There are people who are just nice to you because it's their job. She's the front line of a company. How do you know when she's chatting with you?
There is a difference.
It looks exactly
nice
the same.
And flirty.
It looks exactly. Because I'm going to tell you a secret,
different.
Erica. When you're nice, most men think you're flirting.
I'm never nice.
I know. I meant the royal you. Not you, but like, do we misread signals constantly, T.H.? Mm-hmm. It's like, that girl totally wants to bang me. It's like, what are you talking about? She's just the barista.
Yeah. Like, well, it's the cliche about gentlemen's clubs. It's like everyone falls in love. It's like they're not getting that's their job.
Yes. And this could just be her job. And if.
I mean, in all fairness, I've also had the reverse happen where I realized 6 years after the fact that a coworker was flirting with me. It's hard to tell in general.
It really is. So what can he say to go like, I mean, do you be like, you guys think the direct thing, like the note, should he go like, hey, are we flirting? Or you know what I'm saying?
No, don't do that. Don't do that yet.
But it's like,
I like to. Yeah,
are you this nice to everybody or
address the awkwardness?
Maybe it's just. So are you this nice to everybody or am I special? And you work up from there. Because she could go, oh, I have to be, you know, whatever. Or she's like, you're special. I winked.
I still like the box thing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for the diary. Previously on the diary.
She kissed Mike.
Oh, that's right.
They went on a date.
Yeah, they went on the date. He knows about wine. He knows about good food. And she was excited.
Yeah.
It was a pretty short entry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She hasn't been kissed that way in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like a long date, right? They went out. They had wine and stuff. And then like 5 hours. And then they sat in the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are the best.
Yeah.
Really? I hate...
Spending time with people?
Clearly. I don't like... Do you guys like making out in the car?
Yeah.
Still to this day.
What kind of car? It's not.
I'm with you. No.
For you to get the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta move to the back seat. And at that point, what are we doing? Like we're getting
to
out.
Get the right angle to.
But like after a date makeout, there's nothing like in those first like I would say 5 dates, and they're dropping you off, and it's just like
even
steamy.
Relive that later. Get back to that. Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
I don't want to get down in the weeds on this, but I don't want my first kiss to be side by side. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I've had a few of those.
Our angle, like you're facing each other, but your torsos, like you're having to, it's so much better to be standing than it is to be.
For a first kiss, yeah, but then get in the car
once
and make it
you've
steamy,
established the ground rules, because like.
What on earth?
Okay.
You don't just like love the spontaneity of it?
I absolutely love it. But have you ever kissed somebody who's not a good kisser?
Yeah.
You need to know what you're dealing with. If you've got like a washing machine person who does the you're like, that's not what we're doing here.
Or the pecker. They're the worst. Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Thank you for quality. Yeah, because yeah, we were going, What do I do?
I thought the pecker was, okay, never mind. Got it.
That's in
different
the backseat.
Kind
got
of it. Pecker. Got it. Okay.
But so I don't want the first kiss. The car being the first kiss, unless you're both really good kissers, you don't really get to know.
Well, I guess that's why I don't know that okay. It can be bad. Just,
back me up, Aaron, a little.
No.
You don't want it in a car, the first one.
Okay, first one, no. Ideally, yeah, standing facing each other.
Yes.
But then we can get in the car on the first date.
Once
or whatever,
you already know.
When have you ever? I feel like every single one of my first kisses ever was a side-by-side, like car or with my fiance, we were on bar stools.
There's something about leaving the restaurant. Like you guys just had a great day and you're kind of, you're waiting for the Uber and it's just like, yep, I'm not, nope. Not going to wait.
Hmm.
And like sitting in the car and talking. And then it's just like old cars had the big console.
Yeah.
And you're just like trying to get over. Like it's just. Ugh.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
I love a side-by-side kiss. Whatever.
No, it's good for later. It just can't be the first one.
Okay.
I don't like
we
the first one.
We were on bar stools and it was great.
Yeah, but
there's a
there's
swivel.
Not a car there. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a swivel in your
torso.
Yeah,
I probably also moved my body. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do we want to read the diary?
We don't have time. It was all kissing etiquette today.
All right. So our last entry was on July 24th.
Okay.
This is now August 6th. So that's about a 2-week jump.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, I bet they've been on a bunch of dates.
I'm so happy right now.
Is that from the diary or you?
No,
you
that
have
was
to qualify.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
you got to say, now I'm reading.
Okay,
now I'm reading.
August 6th. Mike is probably the nicest guy I have ever dated, 2 exclamation points. We've been on 4 dates now, and each one is fun or romantic and to a place I've never been before. He's a great kisser.
Nice. Mm.
Last night, he took me to a really interesting movie that I'm not quite sure I understood. I know girls are supposed to like wine and French films or something, but sometimes I think he's smarter than I am and wonder why he wants to date me. Stupid and insecure, shut up, ack. He's fun and a good kisser and he likes me and I hate that I keep trying to talk myself out of it. I guess I'm afraid I'll screw it up. That's it.
That's Ooh. It?
Yeah, we get another entry 4 days later on August 10th that we'll read tomorrow.
The self-sabotage is
so
real. Is
that really a thing
it's
you guys
so
do?
I do it constantly.
I almost did not date my fiance.
Because?
Because he was so nice.
Yeah.
And he was so lovely. And,
you're and
I was
not
like,
worthy of that?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh yeah. My God. That is insanity.
But I also was going, when's the other shoe going to drop?
Yep. My boyfriend will do something nice. And my immediate thought is, what did
what
he do?
What did he do?
Oh,
oh yeah. My God, you guys.
And, but I know now to like say it and then we laugh about it. And I'm like, but what did you do?
Oh, Aaron.
Okay.
But I get it. It's,
yeah.
It's
the self-sabotage.
Also, you've been programmed to have to think that way.
See, as a guy, I feel like it was like 4 dates. Is that what you said they've been on? And you were making out on all of them. It's like, this is awesome. Right?
Yeah. No, it is.
Don't
awesome.
You think? Like,
yes.
Like that's
In
what
his
I'm thinking.
End, this is great. He's not second guessing anything.
I don't think
if
so.
If we could find his diary, it's like, this is awesome. I can't wait to boink her.
Can I go dark? Or does he think I'm smarter than her? Sorry.
No. I'm not.
Also, like a French film, I'd be like, Mike, loosen up.
Right, but
stick
like,
to the French kissing.
I don't know. I don't. Do you ever think that? Well, you're not smarter than Angie.
Oh.
No, I don't
that was
think
mean.
That.
No, I'm just like, I never think of my intel. Like, if we're compatible, we're compatible.
Okay.
Okay.
Like,
Mm-hmm. I'm always looking to laugh. I'm not looking to like
right
show anyone I'm smart. Clearly, that's why would I do that?
All right. So the next diary entry is how many days away?
4 days later, but we will do it tomorrow.
Perfect.
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Well, we're gonna talk about curse words.
Yep.
In order of offensive.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think we all know what the most offensive curse word is, right?
For is it like, the one I refuse to say.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the one that people, if you just walked up to somebody on the street and say, "What's the worst word you can say?" They would say
the C word.
I would think F word would be the first. It's just top of mind. Yeah. It just gets said more.
But like, it's not an insult.
No, but just it's the word.
So is it really all that offensive?
But it just it's like,
I like to use it for flavor.
Hey, listen.
Adjective, verb, noun.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
For me, yeah, it's like on the plate of language. It's the main course. It's a side dish. It's a spice. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little upset that nobody said it yet.
My favorite use of it is saying something is. It's so good. It's like
you just add a Y to it.
It's just like with a Y on it, and you're like, it is that word with a Y.
I just want to say something. You know, you can go to Instagram and watch the videos of our show or whatever, and you can see kind of what happens behind the scenes. Tiak has a little flag. Like a referee.
Right.
If anybody says a curse word, he just gets it out of his pocket to remind standards and practices. Like, make sure that this doesn't get sent out
you
into
see
the
this
like
come out. It needs to be.
Yeah, I just want you to know that this room is going to be littered with flags over the
next.
I didn't even pull it out this time because
I'm like,
you
didn't?
Like,
it's going
like,
to be a lot.
This is going to be.
Yeah, they're back there scrambling right now. Yeah. I think they got that
I'm like,
one.
We're fucked.
Oh, see, it's such a good word.
I do agree with the C word, though. That to me is more of a boutique-y, like curse word.
Because
I didn't, even know it existed until I was like way older, and someone said it.
Way
and
older.
They're like, I've never even heard that word.
How old?
I was probably in high school the first time I heard it. Like, people don't say that word, and so then I heard it, and I'm like, why is that offensive? And they're like, that's not. You don't think that's offensive? I'm like. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, I heard it in middle school, and I don't really know like the origin
of how you heard it or what the word is.
No, of what the word is. Like, what is it offensive to other than just like saying someone's
right? It is weird.
It's more accepted, though, in my opinion, in Europe.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
probably.
It is.
Yeah.
And when I was in a band, it was a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see, I hate that. That feels pretty misogynistic.
Why?
Because there's no equal word to the C word for a man.
You really, like, these guys are sitting back there with the bleep ready to go. You've already said
the F word once,
and you won't do it.
I won't say that. I haven't, even before this, we went
you
on the air.
You won't say the word?
I really don't like
picture
to.
Picture yourself spelling it with a K.
No.
Say kuh.
No, I can't do it.
Okay.
And like my fiance will do this at home too. He'll be like, just say it. I'm like, I don't want to.
Okay. Not even when somebody is being one.
No, because like they have a backstory too.
Would you ever use it? Because I hear it now with a Y.
Yeah.
Like as a slay.
Right.
And I use it
in a sentence.
Like, oh, that's
and that's a positive?
Slay, yeah. It's, you're working it. That's a, yeah.
My stepbrother has probably said that to me 100 times, but.
Okay.
Positive.
Any tears result in that? No, or you knew every time?
No. Okay. Positive connotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what percentage of people don't like that word? It is the number one most offensive word.
Is it like 100?
It's only 81.
Okay.
I can see that. That's a lot. It is a lot.
Well, why do you think it was 100 then?
Because that's also high.
I would guess.
Point, Erica.
No, look, I think that 81% is 100% women. I don't think any man goes, oh. We may not like it.
81%, that your math isn't mathing.
Okay, so some men,
some men don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't use that word because I
ever.
I never. I was never
raised like, with.
Raised
it?
With. Yeah, I never heard it growing up. It never got indoctrinated into me. And then when I finally heard it, I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's the most offensive word. Okay, I don't say that." And then I never like. It never
had cachet to you.
Yeah, yeah.
To like, I got to be the guy who says this word because saying the F word was always so like, like the first time I said it in front of my parents, I was like, what a rite of passage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on FaceTime with my mom in college and I said something. What the f***? And
I'm so uncomfortable swearing with a microphone when in my face.
Oh, God, I don't know if they got that one.
Oh, stop.
I'm not sure if they got that
when
one.
When I first started working with Slacker, my vocabulary got a little more colorful, and my mom thought I was depressed.
Oh,
she was like, does Erin need to go to therapy? She's cussing a lot.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, does she need to go to therapy? Probably. Yes.
Unrelated. Okay, so number two most offensive word. It's not the C word. What is it?
Is it bitch? I'm not looking at the thing.
By the way, did they get that one or?
I don't know.
That's I like using that word when someone is being
that
one.
That is actually number three. And I don't think that counts. I mean, Meredith, whatever. What was her name? Meredith Brooks?
Right. Meredith.
Yeah. I thought of Meredith Blake. I don't know.
The chick, we played the song. I'm
Brooks. Yeah, Meredith Brooks.
I'm a lover.
You can call yourself a bitch, but you cannot call other people.
Right. I mean, like.
Wouldn't you feel bad, though, if I was like, hey, Slacker, you're being a little bitch today.
No.
Huh.
At all. Not at all. There is not a single thing you could.
It wouldn't hurt your feelings?
No. Is there anything somebody could say to you, Hack? Like if you're a bad father or something, like,
maybe,
yes. But like,
yeah, not funny, maybe. That would hurt.
Oh, boy.
I hear it every day. No, I don't know. I don't think there's an equivalent. But I don't use the B word either because growing up, there was like, that's the worst thing you could call someone. Mm. Oh, actually.
A woman.
There's one more.
Yeah. Behind this door, there's the C word. It's like, well, I'm already not saying
right,
the
I'm
B
not
word.
Saying that one.
I'm not going
right. to. The actual number two is mother.
Oh.
I don't think that one's necessarily bad.
Why?
Sometimes it's a mother good day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay.
This is
something really sweet happened that you would expect to happen between Erin and I.
Yeah.
We can talk about any part of this thing, but not this part.
Yeah, nothing happened. I don't remember anything happening.
We've already mentioned this, and I know the morning show's talking about it. We have a photo shoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what a photo shoot is? It's you stand there and they take pictures of you. Is that what it is to you, Tiak?
Yeah. Yeah.
This has been 2 weeks of hell with these two women of like strategy sessions, like color palettes laid out. It's easier to design a home from a dirt build.
Do you want it to be good or do you want it to be half?
I want it to be pictures.
We have waited years for this. We're not going to go in, just stand there. And we are helping you guys by telling you what to wear, examples of how to pose. My God. You're welcome.
How to pose. I'm really bad at posing.
I suck at posing. This is going to be terrible. Ready, everyone? I know this
Did
is radio.
Did you join the shared album?
No.
Didn't exactly.
Okay, ready, everyone? I know it's radio, but let's just do it real quick. Do your smile.
Yeah, Slacker might
They're
need
some bad. Work. Yeah, I'm terrible. Do I just do a half smile?
No. But the good news is there is something on your face that looks good, even if the smile doesn't. Okay. And we learned that's all thanks to T-Hack.
Yes, it is.
Now, that statement alone might sound kind of weird.
I got my beard. The last couple of times I've gone to a barber and I say like, can you make it look like my beard is intentional?
Okay.
That's sort of what I say. Cause like dudes, just hair grows on our face, but it doesn't grow evenly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when you go in, I don't know how to explain this other than to harken back to my childhood with Sesame Street, when it's like Bert and Ernie and there's like two juices and this one has more juice than the other one. So then which one's the orange one? That Ernie.
Yeah.
Ernie comes
what
up
are
and goes
you
like.
Talking
Ernie
about?
Comes up and goes and tries to lower this one to be even. He's like, oh, too much, and then he's and like, oh.
And this is what's happening with the sides of your face.
What they do when you go into a place to fix your beard, they go, oh, this side's higher than that side, so I'm gonna lower it, and they go, oh, lowered that a little too much, oh, And then they go back and forth until you have a Backstreet Boy chin strap. And you're just like, oh my God, I have a photo shoot.
I look like AJ McLean.
That.
It's like, yeah, so I'm with you.
I was very nervous when I left here yesterday to go get my beard trimmed.
Okay. Can you read the text?
Mm-hmm. It's a very, I think you're underselling. It's like a very, it's like a personal thing. It's what we have as guys. It's like, I have my beard and it's kind of, I don't
you
really.
You also have a glorious head of hair.
Yeah. Slacker's only working with one.
Okay. Oh my Jesus. Okay.
But it's a big deal to like let someone, to trust somebody else to do it.
And it is like right on your face, right there. I understand the importance.
If they screwed this up.
Ooh, right before the photo shoot.
Yeah. Oh, did you tan yet? You're tanning tonight.
No, I'm getting a spray tan tonight. So if they screw that up.
But you shoved pig botulism into your face.
I what?
Shoved pig botulism into your face.
Yeah, I got Botox yesterday. Yes. That wasn't because of the photo shoot, though. No, that
was the timing of
that. That takes weeks to kick in.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does?
It takes like a full 10 days before.
It has been
so
long since I did
it. You won't see an expression on this face.
I want to do it again so bad.
You should go to my place.
How much was it a unit? Do you remember?
We don't need to talk about this on the air.
Well, I just need a great place to go.
Are you avoiding reading us the text that T-Hack sent you?
A little bit.
Okay, can you read it to us? So you were nervous. T-Hack knew this and he guided you on what to ask for with your beard.
He said...
This is so cute.
This is like reading the diary. I'm no good at reading. Tell them... Kai Koop.
Hey, it's not handwriting. Oh. It's literally a text. Okay.
Tell them to keep it natural and keep your cheek line as high as possible so they don't cut it too low.
Good.
Good advice. Yeah.
Take the mustache off the top of your lip and leave it full otherwise. Should be great.
Wow. And you feel good.
Last part was just to give them a little, like, you got it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
You know?
So I sat down in the chair at Floyd's and I believe his name is Dave.
Okay.
Dave came up and he's like, so, well, what are we doing to your beard today? And I handed him my phone.
So you didn't even play it cool. Nope. You didn't act like you were a guy who belonged there.
Well, I could have read it to him, which would have been even more weird.
Yeah, because you can't read.
Right. I'm like, keep it natural and keep my cheek line as high as possible. So I just handed him my phone. He's like, okay, I can do that. And then he did it.
And now he knows that you're the kind of guy who needs another man.
Correct. He didn't know it was a guy. It could have been a girl. Could have been my girlfriend, my super hot girlfriend.
Could have been.
So, anyway, the other thing that's going on then, as part of this, you guys, like T-Hack, then just speaking of manly, you did a peel.
Clay mask, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Skin
looks great.
It does. Thank you.
He always has the best skin though.
It's so annoying.
Thank you. I had got out my wife did the tweezers on the unibrow. She. Trim the eyebrow hairs, got it rid of. There
just
you go.
Just a little bit of. Yep. It's just putting our best foot forward.
The bad thing is, no matter what, it's still me in the photo. Like, it's still a letdown.
No, that's
once
great.
They hit the snap it, and you're like, yep, still me. Still,
not to make this about my engagement. Wait, we just got photos done the whole time. I felt so awkward. They came back. They're amazing. So just have fun. Mm.
Okay.
And Aaron's going to put a little makeup on Slacker.
This is what I want to put out to the listeners.
I'm excited.
303-222-5423. Should I let Aaron and Erica put makeup on me tomorrow?
Can I tell you what it is?
Yes.
Because it's very simple. We're just filling in your eyebrows.
That's saying my eyebrows are in need, in want?
Yes.
They're not super there. They need a little fluff.
Yeah.
And darken. But so do mine. They're drawn on every day.
Same.
And then there's
the Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just found out that Erica and her fiance are getting a divorce.
No, well, we're not married yet and we're not.
So they're just
going to
get married and then my attorney is going to like come walking in and go like, can I start the...
It's a two-for-one deal.
Yes, it's a...
What are you talking about?
Because you just said, okay, so I set her up. There's a dad who's kind of going viral and is in trouble. They were up on kind of a little bit of a cliff. I don't know how high up it was. He and his 7-year-old son. And like they were going to jump into the water below. And the son seemed to have some trepidation about it.
No kidding.
So the dad...
chucked him.
Picked him up and threw him.
No. Because I've been up on cliffs before, not wanting to do it, and felt forced to do it. I live to tell the story. But.
And don't you feel badass that you did it now?
No. I go, I'm good.
Would you give it to me if I was right, though? I don't think you'd tell me if I was right. That, like, having done it, you're like, even if you got bullied into it, you're like, I've done that now. No?
I remember coming up and going, I'm not going back up there. That was no good for me.
How did you learn to swim?
Ask my parents. I was very young.
Okay. I've just seen parents do this to their kids, and I've seen, this is where I got her to divorce her fiance. I've seen dog owners do it to their dogs. Your dog's afraid. Like, I had a dog, Mojo, who was a black lab mix, but like had webbed paws, wouldn't get in the water. People told me to throw him in the water. I didn't do it.
Maybe he knew he couldn't swim.
Of course he can swim.
Yeah, they would just kick
him.
He's
a dog. They know how to swim.
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah.
Most dogs do, but there are some that are just not.
French lab knows how to swim.
Will sink. Huh? French bulldogs will sink. They're just not made for it.
Really?
Yes. My mom has two of them.
So I asked Erica, once you guys get married and you have children, if your fiance, then husband, threw one of your kids or your dog into the water, you would?
I said divorce him, but are we talking off a cliff?
Just
I'm trying to find how big the cliff was. Oh, it was okay. Lake Powell.
Mm, oh. 20-30 feet.
Yeah, probably quite big. Yeah, let them get in the water themselves. Now,
let them
toss into a pool where they can easily get out, and it's not
into the deep end of the pool?
Probably not.
You're not supposed to dive in the shallow
end. In the shallow
end.
They'll hurt their legs. They'll like, yeah.
Also, do you really
think? Yeah, that's like 20-30 feet.
Yeah.
Oh my, no.
That's cake. 20 feet is cake. You're hitting water.
And it can still
and those
hurt.
Are some
do you
want to
know a little story?
Waves.
Okay, yeah.
A friend of mine in college.
Boy, here we go.
This is highly, I'm going to have to censor myself. A friend of mine in college went cliff diving. There was a cliff diving or cliff jumping spot kind of near our school. She didn't come home that night. No. She was my roommate.
What?
She's fine.
Oh my God. You don't get, wow. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
Who tells a story like that?
She was in the hospital because you know what? If you don't jump right and you don't close your legs enough, guess what happens?
Oh, full on like seawater enema.
Worse.
She tear?
Yes.
So, no!
I can't believe I'm telling this story right now. Yeah. So no, I wouldn't just chuck someone into the water off a cliff.
What is a boy?
Imagine how bad that would hurt.
It wouldn't happen. Oh God, I can't.
I don't. There's an. There's definitely. You have to give them a little push. Like I've done it definitely in lesser extent when Leo's trying to like get a Band-Aid off and he's like, it hurts. And I'm like, let me just look at rip.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay, that's not pushing your child off a cliff.
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same thing.
It's the same energy of like you got to just.
Has he lost teeth?
Now we're done. No, not yet.
I'm gonna hook you up.
You're going to do the door thing.
No, it's not the door. Like you have, there's 20 different things you have to do. I remember Noah, like he would just let the teeth rot in his mouth and they'd be hanging on by one little thing. And you're like, and I'm like, Noah, there's blood on your tooth. And he's like, I'm not going to pull your tooth. Just let me wipe the blood off.
Yeah.
And so I grab a Kleenex and just walk up and go, and just like, you have to do it. Like,
over before they even know it. And then
yes,
they go,
and then he's like, did you get the blood? I'm like, yeah, I have the tooth. Yeah. Like you, people... You're not from I'm not from a lake place either, but like the people who live in Wisconsin or all the places with lakes, it's a rite of passage. Like you go out to the pier and then it's like, what are you, five?
Okay,
you
that's,
hurl the
that's
child.
The pier. The water's right there.
Yeah.
I don't, even that, it's like the kid's like, I don't want to jump in. It's like, okay, you don't have to.
Sometimes I don't want to jump in off a pier either.
But you have to. Would you be mad at me if I threw you in? You're already mad at me. It doesn't matter. But like,
I mean, like, off a cliff, yeah.
Take the cliff out of it. We're talking about your little...
Cliff is the problem part.
Yeah. I agree.
No.
I'm with Aaron.
He faced his fears, and now the kid's fine.
He didn't face them. He was forced.
Yeah.
To face them.
Yes. That in the end.
And what if he had gotten hurt?
Okay. Will you and your cute little Swanson dog meet me at Chatfield Reservoir this?
No, a man just died there.
Did somebody throw him in?
No, he was, he got, and the waves were
let's
too
just
big.
Stop, let's just stop.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I take this position very seriously, that I'm not always the bringer of good news. I'm here to tell the truth, right? And
get out.
I've
what are you doing right now? We're trying to have a fun show.
Angry, Erica? I don't know.
I am tired of the negativity.
I feel like I need to alert you guys of we're closer to a civil war than we might think.
Oh my God. What are
and
you doing?
I'm the only one that watches commercials, I'm pretty sure, because you guys all stream and stuff. I still just watch.
I get commercials.
Yeah. I don't pay for the premium.
Okay, good.
I am budgeting.
But do you... good. But do you watch the commercials or do you get up and go?
You like, watch?
I watch them.
That's almost my favorite part.
I'm just waiting for skip.
No. I like the commercials.
It's almost your favorite part.
Yeah, because you learn so much. You learn about deals, sales, stores that are opening, but you also learn about what's going on in the world. And I have news to share with you that none of you have seen this is happening, but I saw it. Maybe Erin's seen it. I shouldn't speak for her because she watches commercials.
I'm trying to think of, I literally watched a movie last night and there were commercials in it and I
all right, well,
okay.
don't remember
I don't,
what they were.
I don't know what the legalities of this are, but nope.
No, him.
Okay.
I get what?
We're not segment.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was watching TV and a Burger King commercial came on. And the Burger King commercial, it goes, hey, at Burger King, we're not about getting a bunch of celebrities to eat our meal. At BK, you have it your way. Your Burger King order is about the way you want it done.
Okay.
Seemingly normal commercial, but if you're in the fast food game like I am, you know exactly what they're talking about. Do you know what they're talking about?
Carl's Jr.
Snack wraps?
Of course nobody knows.
Close.
Nobody's this big of a nerd, dude.
McDonald's. McDonald's has meals with Travis Scott. J Balvin had one.
What are you talking about?
Cardi B.
The K-pop group.
BTS.
Yes.
They have their own meal. So McDonald's has been collabing with all these celebs and had, like, you can order J Balvin's meal or whoever. Like,
Wendy's had SpongeBob.
Oh, there. Okay.
Oh, but just walk me through. What is a Travis Scott meal?
It was a certain...
It's what he eats.
Yes.
But it's like, it can be like a sandwich, fries, and another side. Or like two sandwiches, and then a fries, and a weird drink.
Because
and
I'm just saying, like, isn't it always sandwich, fry, drink?
Yeah.
Sandwich, fry, drink.
No.
With his, he's getting chicken nuggets instead of fries.
Or like, it's like chicken nuggets and a burger and
some
fries.
The Travis Scott meal was a $6 combo meal featuring a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and lettuce, a medium order of fries with barbecue dipping sauce, and a Sprite.
Okay, see, Erin used her research.
See, because the barbecue sauce isn't going to come with it. Like, that's a special, Travis Scott does that. So now it's like, you can eat like him. That's their whole thing. They've been collabing with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cardi B and Offset, they had their meal for a little bit.
It wasn't Cardi
before
B.
Before they divorced.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a direct shot. This is two Goliaths in the game firing shots at each. What?
I can't believe we're giving you valuable airtime for this.
This is a huge shot. It's clearly like I love this one. Like Pepsi will go at Coke every once in a while. Just a little subtle jab. This is a subtle jab. And I wanted to. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a time when Wendy's was doing the whole like our patties are never frozen?
Yeah. They always do fresh, never frozen. That's why they're square. They don't cut corners.
Oh, OK.
That's
the square
really,
feels like
that's really why their burgers are square.
It is. So I wanted to ask the room if we have to pick sides.
Oh,
this is
McDonald's or Burger King.
Picking Burger King.
Did you not hear the week-long tangent Slacker went on about the Whopper he had?
I knew it would be tough for Slacker.
Okay, can I just? Okay, I can't believe you found a way to make me sound off on this.
That's why I'm the best.
I don't know if they call you that.
Do you ever think? No, see, I can't ask Erica this. Because you don't really like red meat.
I like a burger.
You do?
Yeah.
So when I say, Erica, do you want a great burger tonight?
The answer is probably no.
Okay, but pretend you did. Pretend you're craving a burger.
Yes. Let's go to In-N-Out.
You're thinking that, right? Or you're thinking Bad Daddy's, or you're thinking wherever we went. And what was that place in Golden? Atomic?
Atomic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't the best burger I've ever
had. At any point in your brain, when you're listing off the places for great burgers, does the word McDonald's enter your brain?
No. Nor does any fast food place other than In-N-Out.
Mm. Freddy's, I beg to differ. Freddy's. And then
been there.
Not one, not two, not three, not even four.
Five Guys. Yes. Five Guys makes me ill.
You're what? A psychopath, and that burger keeps me up at night. I love that burger. That, oh my God, what a burger.
But you mm-hmm. also love Whoppers?
Because yeah. a Whopper tastes like a damn hamburger. A quarter pounder with cheese is one of the best things I've ever eaten. I love it. But in no way, shape, or form do I think of that as a burger. It's not a burger. That's not meat. I don't know what it is. I don't know what yeah. it is.
I don't care what it
I
is.
Don't it's either. Not a negative. It's just good, but it's not a burger. It's not a burger. I don't go, like when I'm cooking on the grill, I'm like, this reminds me of McDonald's. It doesn't. ever. True.
I don't think that ever.
Right. But sometimes you're cooking on the grill, like, ooh, this is kind of like Freddy's. I've burned it a little too much and it's a little too thin. And it's like, ooh, this is going to be like a Freddy's burger. It's like, oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. And like the other day I stopped by I stopped by a Burger King.
Yeah.
And Tiak was like, gotta get the chicken fries. And I was like, what are chicken
fries? Oh, I've had chicken fries. But I'll tell you what, I'm still voting McDonald's.
No, you're
time.
Not.
Yes.
Why? The ice cream machine fries. Is broken.
So
the ice cream machine is broken.
No, if you want a burger, you're going to McDonald's for their French fries.
Yes, no, that's no, the only reason you go.
In terms of T-Hack saying pick a side, okay. I'm McDonald's. I don't care about the burgers. You're right. I was the wrong person to try that way.
I don't know. Turncoat over there.
So what do you want from us? Do you? Because to me, it feels like you're trying to incite the Civil War. That you're like the one who's like, oh, I gotta warn everybody, but then you're the one going pick sides. So you're the reason.
No different than a reporter who's
Revere right now.
Oh, okay.
You're that! Whoever
but
that
you
is!
You're also the British by making this the war?
So what do you...
No, I'm just reporting what I'm saying. Shots have been fired.
Okay.
By Burger King, and I'm saying it might have to come down to picking sides. I knew you had your love affair. You're kind of dirty... secret love affair with Burger King. So I knew it would be tough for you. That's all.
All right.
I'm just a messenger.
Ladies and gentlemen, the war has begun. Pick a side at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story for Jeff Bezos. If you want to make a bunch of money, you want to become a rich guy, I've got an idea for you.
Oh, he's art. Okay. I have a secret for you, but I'll tell you. Yep.
Yeah. I've got a story of... a real idiot.
Oh, it is stupendously stupid stories. So. Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story comes out of Texas.
Yeah! You don't
I
try.
Almost don't know where to begin with this. So okay. A woman's home was burglarized.
Burgled. Somebody burgled my home.
She called the police and she posted pictures of the thief. From like her cameras and such.
Oh, nice.
On a community Facebook page. And she wrote, anyone know who this trash is robbing my house when I'm out of town? All that is mine, even the bike of all the stuff that the burglar, who was a woman, by the way, I feel like it's pretty rare, was taken.
Okay.
It is rare.
Okay.
I feel like most crimes
are
committed by men. I feel like most like robberies.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a step forward.
Equality.
You guys are finally catching up. Welcome.
So here's the issue and why I said a real idiot is that the thief saw the post.
Nope.
Oh, no.
And did not like being called trash.
Shut.
She apparently responded saying, people need to mind their own business. This woman called me trash in her Facebook post.
What?
Just because I broke into her house and stole some
stuff.
What?
She said this?
She don't even know me, but thinks it's okay to call me trash.
When you post on Facebook, your username is on there, correct?
Yeah, her name is Misty
Cape.
People
need to mind their business. Lock up your bikes, otherwise
people
are gonna...
me.
Oh, my God. And, I can't.
She's wanted for theft of property valued between $2,500 and $30,000.
And the police know who she is because she posted.
Yeah.
You guys are catching up. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Yeah, right. My story is out of India.
Not right.
Florida.
Who's not got Florida. The courage?
Nope. Nope.
There was a notorious package thief who got caught. So what happened to him is he stole a package, as he was known to do.
Okay.
He got it home when all of a sudden the package started making a lot of noise and kind of shaking and going, he didn't, what's going on? Like a loud, loud noise.
Oh.
He couldn't turn it off. What happened was the homeowner put a tracking device in a package and set it out there as a trap.
Oh, with a bunch of noisemakers or something.
So once they said, oh, that package was stolen, they activated the tracking device, which then started all the noise.
No.
And
I love this.
He's trying to dismantle it, get it to stop making noise, as police just calmly drove over, knocked on the door. Oh. They can hear the noise coming out of there. Said, excuse me, sir.
Oh, my God.
We found you.
This is awesome.
Every package
can
have some sort of
little noisemaker inside.
Tracking device.
Yeah, I like it.
It's $2.99.
Extra.
It's $2.99 extra. Wow, okay, I'll go. Like,
those were all the stupid people and women you could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.